Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. Welcome to the third episode of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. On today's episode, I am going to tell you the 10 biggest mistakes that are going to happen in the 2018 NFL Draft. And the mistakes I'm talking about are specifically ones that I believe are going to happen in the first round. So everything that I'm referencing in this particular podcast episode is going to be centered around first round mistakes, meaning things that teams will do and things that teams won't do that I believe will come back to haunt them. So the first thing that I am going to mention is that Josh Allen is going to be picked in the top 10 to 15 picks, and that's going to be a mistake, and I'll tell you why. All right. So Josh Allen is certainly getting a lot of attention. A lot of mock drafts have even suggested that he might even go first overall to the Cleveland Browns. As we know, the Cleveland Browns recently picked up Tyrod Taylor, so I believe people are starting to wonder, are they still going to draft a QB first? Personally, I think the Browns are going to draft Barkley for the reason that there's going to be good quarterbacks, or at least quarterbacks that I think the Browns would want, available at number four. So I think, you know, likely the Browns are going to go after Barkley first, but people are talking about Josh Allen even going first overall, and pretty much on all mock drafts, he's going in the top 10. I will tell you why that's a mistake. People are falling in love with him because he has the strongest arm of any quarterback in this draft. When you look at, you know, just a big-bodied, you know, guy that just looks like the part, you know, a guy that can throw the ball 80 miles an hour, Josh Allen has all that. And again, every year, we see teams pretty much every year draft quarterbacks based on arm strength, and I believe that they fall in love too much with the arm strength and don't pay attention to the other things that are really important. And the things that are really important in a quarterback are the things that can be coached and really can't be coached at the next level. I don't believe that Josh Allen is going to be a good NFL quarterback for the reason that he doesn't have, in my opinion, the right accuracy and the right anticipation. Those are things that you really need to have, I believe, at the college level, and I don't see him having that very well. I also don't think he particularly scans the field nearly as well as other quarterbacks, especially guys like Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold, and Baker Mayfield. I just see him as a guy that can just sling the ball, and look, it's not a good recipe for success. We've seen too many quarterbacks, you know, Jamarcus Russell, the list goes on and on, that have these rocket arms that it just looks terrific, but you got to look at the things that can be coached and can't be coached. And to me, Josh Allen, I wouldn't draft him in the first few rounds. He's going to be drafted probably in the top 10, and it's going to be a mistake. Mistake number two, drafting Marcus Davenport in the top 15. Josh Allen, people are falling in love with him because of his arm strength. Marcus Davenport, people are falling in love with him just because his natural God-given ability to play the position that he's playing, which is D-end and outside linebacker. You know, Davenport could be a 4-3. He could also line up as an outside linebacker. My problem is this, is that I'm okay with drafting a player that's raw, but to me, you know, he just doesn't look like, in a lot of ways, compared to some of these other pass rushers, that he really knows what he's doing. He doesn't have the best anticipation. You know, what he does have is he does have a very, very first step and tremendous athleticism. He plays with a very high pad level. He never seems to have a game plan for what he's doing. Even just watching him move, it doesn't really seem like his feet and his hands really work together, and I've seen him be controlled because he doesn't have the variety of pass rush moves and, you know, technical savvy that a guy like Bradley Chubb does. So, you know, I think there's a chance Marcus Davenport could turn into a great player, but He's just so raw, and it's just so much of a risk that I wouldn't do it. Someone might ask, well, then why would I be high on a guy like Tremaine Edmonds, who is also, a D-end outside linebacker type? That's also a pretty raw player that'll go in the top 10. And there's been a lot of comparisons with Edmonds and Davenport because they both seem to be these raw type players. The difference is that Tremaine Edmonds, I have seen play middle linebacker very effectively. I've seen Tremaine Edmonds show that he has great instincts. He's very, very decisive. He can go sideline to sideline, and he can be effective as a pass rusher. And I believe Edmonds is already a much better football player. So, look, Davenport, he has that great upside, but he's just, in my opinion, not a football player in the sense of a guy that should go in the first round. So, to me, Marcus Davenport, that's a risky move drafting him in the top 15, but it's probably going to happen. All right, mistake number three is this. Teams are going to draft wide receivers too early based on positional need as opposed to drafting best player available. I think that's going to happen quite a bit this year. There are a number of wide receivers that, are being talked about. Wide receivers are not getting the same kind of attention this year as they have in years prior. And after watching, most of these guys on tape, guys like Calvin Ridley, Christian Kirk, Cortland Sutton, Dante Pettis, I don't believe that any of these guys, to me, look like number one receivers. I believe that Ridley and Christian Kirk are great route runners. I just don't know. I don't really see Cortland Sutton being a great route runner, although he's a huge physical guy. Dante Pettis, I really know what to think of him. At this point, to me, he looks like he's more of a special teams player. He might be a wide receiver, but I just don't think there's enough proof that he's going to be, a solid one. So, I don't think any of these guys look like number one receivers, and teams need wide receivers, and they're going to draft them early, based on positional need. And I'm telling you, if you're getting wide receivers at, picks, 12 to 20, and I think a couple of those guys are going to be drafted around then, there's going to be players available. I guarantee you that, their tape is a lot cleaner, they're going to be overall just better players. Obviously I can't say for certain, but, when I look at, teams this year, I just see a lot of them that really need wide receivers. And to me, just none of these guys on tape, at least, appear to be number one receivers in the NFL. Not saying none of these guys won't be solid pros, but to me, none of them look like they should go in the top 20. All right, mistake number four. This one might be the one that I am the most passionate about, and that is not drafting star running backs early enough. I have watched the tape on Ronald Jones, and to me, in my opinion, he is one of the 10 best players in this year's NFL draft. Ronald Jones, mark my words, if he stays healthy in his rookie year, I'm telling you he is going to be in the mix for NFL Rookie of the Year, and he may not go in the first round. Sonny Michel, his tape is outstanding. He looks like a true NFL running back that can change the dynamic of a team's offense. And I think these guys who are going to have Rookie of the Year potential, they're going to go either late in the first round or sometime early mid to second round, and teams are going to regret it. It seems like for the last few years we've been seeing, good running backs not drafted early enough, and then teams, are probably regretting it after. So when I look at this year's running backs, even guys like Darius Geis, I see him as being a solid pro as well. In my opinion, there's a number of running backs this year, not just Saquon Barkley, that their tape is very clean, they're very easy to evaluate, and they look like they're going to be, good pros the next level. Especially, the two guys that I like the most, after Barkley, if I had to give my order of running backs, definitely I think Barkley looks like the best one in the draft. Ronald Jones is second. Sonny Michel is third, and then fourth I would put, Darius Geis. And all those guys do different things. Barkley, You know, I've evaluated him. The guy is just, you know, a freak. You know, when I look at guys like Ronald Jones, reminds me a lot of Jamal Charles. I see him being a very similar type of player, and even a guy that can make, you know, a similar impact. Sonny Michel, his tape is clean. He looks like a complete NFL running back, and he has true game speed and tenacity. Darius Geis, one of the things I liked about his tape is, you know, there were so many plays when there were very, very small holes available, and it looked like it could have been a negative play or a gain for a yard. And this guy was consistently finding ways to make 5, 6, and 7 yard runs when it looked like there really wasn't much opportunity there. So he's got tremendous vision. You know, he's a thumper. You know, he tries to model him. He says he models himself after Marshawn Lynch. I don't think he's exactly that physical, but, you know, I like him, Darius Geis as well. So, you know, you got to get these running backs early. I'm telling you, running backs are, they've already made a huge comeback. And this year, I think especially, we got some good ones coming out. All right. So number five is this. People are going to draft offensive tackles too early. I see a number of offensive tackles that are going to go, and I'm going to be quick with this one. I see a lot of offensive tackles that are going to go in the top, you know, 15 to 30 picks, but none of these guys to me, you know, really look like finished products at this point. A lot of the guys that, you know, they are projecting to play left tackle, I don't even think, you know, are best suited to play left tackle. They're better suited to play right tackle. You know, when Ereck Flowers came out a few years ago, the Giants drafted him really early, and I always knew that he would probably fare better as a right tackle, and I thought he'd be good at that. And I still think he can be, but they forced him to play left tackle his whole career. I see a lot of guys that, you know, people are going to want to draft this year, like Connor Williams at left tackle. You know, Mike McGlinchey, I think, is probably my favorite offensive tackle prospect, but you know, to me, he's not a sure thing. You know, you got guys like Orlando Brown, you know, and I, like a lot of these guys I'm mentioning, either they're not really a sure thing at left tackle, there's still things they have to clean up, or they really should be a right tackle. And do I think that you should draft, you know, a right tackle in the top, you know, 20 to 25? No, unless they're, you know, it's a home run pick. And I don't see any offensive linemen, I don't see any offensive tackles this year that to me are home run picks. The offensive linemen that I see this year that are home run picks are these three guys: Will Hernandez, James Daniels, and Quentin Nelson. Those guys, they all either play center or guard to their interior offensive linemen, and that's where I think, you know, the best linemen are this year in the 2018 draft. Mistake number six, not drafting Mike Hughes until late in the first round. There are a number of good players in this year's NFL draft that play in the secondary. Safeties like Derwin James, Minka Fitzpatrick, guys that, without question, I'm telling you, are going to be great players to the next level. But these cornerbacks, I think, are pretty special, too. Looking at guys like Denzel Ward, Mike Hughes, the player I'm talking about right now, Dante Jackson, and there's even more players that I believe are going to go in the second and third rounds that are going to be really solid pros. But of all the cornerbacks I've evaluated, I see Mike Hughes as being the best. He certainly, to me, seems the most, you know, NFL-ready. I don't know if he has the highest upside of all the corners, but to me, you know, when I look at currently who's the best football player of all the corners, it's him. He appears to be the most fluid. You know, one of the other strong things about Mike Hughes is that he can play slot corner and he can play on the outside as well. His ball awareness is also pretty damn good. And then, you know, when he has to cover opponents, you know, even the smaller guys or the bigger guys, he mirrors everyone, you know, very well. There were a couple times that I did watch a few of his games where, you know, it looked like he got out of position. And again, you can go back and watch a lot of this stuff on YouTube. But I went back, and the times when he got out of position, he just recovered so quickly. So, I mean, and he still, He still seems, that he's never really, if he's out of position, he's not out of position for very long. Mike Hughes has everything. His tape is clean. He's a can't-miss prospect, and he's someone that should be drafted in the top 15 picks, but probably won't. All right, mistake number 7 is not making Baker Mayfield the first quarterback drafted. Let me tell you that I am actually, not only do I like Baker Mayfield, I like Josh Rosen and Sam Darnold. I believe all three of those guys have shown me enough that they're going to be good pros at the next level. When I evaluate them, Mayfield is clearly the most accurate one and has the best mix in terms of accuracy, anticipation, and escapability. And he's a really good pocket passer the more you watch him. And, I get it. Baker Mayfield is smaller than those guys, but, his tape, when I look at him play from the pocket and throw on the run, it just looks really clean to me. And a lot of people, are seeing Baker Mayfield as, someone who could be a big risk. I think he's getting those Johnny Manziel comparisons, and let me tell you, he's not the same quarterback that Johnny Manziel is. He takes care of the ball a lot better. He's a lot more accurate, and I believe he's going to transition easily as a pocket passer, at the next level. So yeah, I think Rosen and Darnold can be good NFL quarterbacks. But the only one that I think should be taken really in the top 10 is going to be Baker Mayfield, but I think he's going to probably be the third one of those guys that's selected. All right, mistake number 8. And this one is not for sure going to happen, but I see a good chance of it happening, and that is drafting Lamar Jackson in the first round. Now, the reason why I think that's a mistake is he has accuracy issues. However, I think his accuracy issues more stand from him playing with a narrow base. Josh Allen plays with a very wide base, and I don't think he's accurate. So I think Lamar Jackson has better potential to improve his accuracy. But to me, I get it that he wants to be a quarterback. When I first was watching tape, I just got wowed. Like, this guy is as fast as Michael Vick. He's got a cannon of an arm. But the more I watched, and the more people pointed out to me, I realized that he's not that accurate, and he doesn't have great anticipation. Two things that I think you really need. And I think teams are going to fall in love with him just because, he really looks like another Michael Vick. But to be honest, I don't think he's going to have the same success. And to me, he's not someone that should be drafted in the first round. Look, do I think there's a possibility he could pan out? Yeah, I do, actually. But to me, he just has a lot to work on if he's going to be, a true NFL quarterback. So not someone I would take in the first round. So yeah, if you draft Lamar Jackson in the top 20, 25 picks, I think it's a bad move. All right. Mistake number 9 is this. Look, everyone's talking about, in terms of interior offensive linemen, everyone's talking about Quentin Nelson, but people need to be talking about James Daniels and Will Hernandez. I believe both of those guys are absolute studs. James Daniels is a home run lock. I believe he can be the best center in the NFL in a few years, or one of the best centers at least. Daniels is outstanding. First level, second level blocks. Knows how to set his feet and reposition his body at the right times. And Will Hernandez is an absolute mauler, plays with a great, great pad level, great technique. And I think a guy that is probably climbing up on people's draft boards, but he's still going to go too late. Look, I get it. People want to draft tackles, but the great linemen that I see this year, for the most part, are the interior offensive linemen. And look, I get it. It's not a sexy thing to draft interior linemen early, but if you have good interior linemen, it can totally change your offense. So don't ignore those guys. Unfortunately, I think it might happen. All right, mistake number 10, the grand finale. And I'm telling you, if you make this mistake, you really are shooting yourself in the foot, and you're setting your franchise back for a number of years. And that mistake is not listening to Steve the Scout, the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Until next time.